Scott Bushing is county sheriff for Williams County, located in northwest North Dakota. He says methamphetamine exploded in his area in the late 1990s, when more mom-and-pop labs started popping up across the county. Bushing says his officers encountered these home meth labs on a regular basis.
When we'd go in to see a lab, again, it didn't look like the mad scientist lab. It was a couple of five-gallon buckets. Smell of anhydrous ammonia, the pills and the pill binders were just strewn all over the place. And coffee filters that they used to filter this product out into little mason jars. And they got a little more sophisticated as they went. They'd use aquarium pumps, you know, to speed up the process, to pump air through the separation process. But it was all pretty crude, pretty dangerous. We had several fires. Structure fires, car fires, and people fires who would set themselves on fire.
Bushing says dealing with meth affected law enforcement's ability to react to normal police calls. And he says meth cases bombarded correctional centers, mental health facilities, and social services, making a tremendous economic impact on northwest North Dakota. Bushing says meth use isn't more of a problem in his rural county. It's just that more resources and effort were put forth by county authorities to shut meth labs down. Today, he says officers have shifted their focus to dealing with the influx of meth from the super labs in Mexico.
And those labs put out pounds of high-quality ice methamphetamine, crystal meth. And we're seeing more and more of that on the streets. So that obviously the pipelines are open. It's being shipped up here in the trunk of a car, airline luggage. However, most of it's coming in a car through people going to get it and bringing it back because it's very lucrative. And we're not catching the labs anymore, which is a good thing because we've cleaned up these houses that had meth labs in them with kids crawling around in there and all of the associated dangers that these labs had.
Like Nebraska, North Dakota was one of many states to recently enact laws restricting the sale of pseudoephedrine, a key ingredient in homemade meth. But Bushing says even though he's seeing fewer home meth labs in his area since then, he doesn't think meth use is down overall.
We are changing our tactics because labs took up so much time, so many man hours and resources that we had to find these labs, shut these labs down, make them safe, and get rid of the product in a safe way, that we're freeing up a lot of hours for our officers now to start focusing on the pipeline coming in. Completely different way of doing things. We have to use undercovers. We have to get people in there. We have to find out who's hauling it and when, and change our focus a little bit. And we're doing that now.
Bushing says the amount of meth labs busted by his department is down by 85%. But he says this doesn't mean meth use is down. It just means importation of the drug is up. North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem calls dealing with methamphetamine addiction and methamphetamine trafficking an international problem.
I think that the first thing that really needs to happen is to get control of the factories that are manufacturing pseudoephedrine, and those are largely in Southeast Asia. There's one large operation in Europe, and they are manufacturing pseudoephedrine far beyond the needs of the entire world to deal with the sniffles and allergies. And I think that that's something that really needs to be addressed on an international basis. And then, of course, the cross-border traffic and the national implications of law enforcement activities that cross state borders.
Stengem says cooperation between local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies is critical in addressing the meth epidemic. For NET Radio News, I'm Tracy Fugere.